Hello, this is Marissa.
Hi, Marissa. My name is Connor P. and I'm with the Human Resources Department. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
Not too bad. Thank you for asking. The reason I'm calling you is that you haven't responded to the company email that we sent out last week regarding ride shares.
Oh, I don't think I saw that.
Oh,
sorry about that.
That's all right. It's our new ride share program, and 10 employees were selected to try it out, and you were on the list. And
okay.
I was trying to get you all set up to go, so I guess we could talk about it on the phone right now if you have a second.
Sure.
Well, as you might know, our city requires a certain percentage of our workers to carpool or vanpool every day to help reduce traffic congestion.
The city requires it?
Yeah, it's a requirement, and we have a lot of people that are already doing ride shares. But our idea was to pair some employees up, like yourself, with a certain group of people who need rides and kind of kill two birds with one stone.
Do you need me to drive people to work? Is that what this is?
Yes, there's a certain group of working women who need to come into the city every morning. Then you just drive them back home after they do their job when you're on your way home.
Do they work for our company?
No, they don't work with us. It's a group of prostitutes.
I'm sorry, what?
Yes, it's a group of prostitutes. You would meet them at a park and ride, drive a few of them in, drop them off, and then drive them back to that same park and ride in the afternoon.
You're kidding, right? You're kidding. What is this?
No, I'm not joking at all. Is there a reason that you think I'm joking?
Because you just asked me to drive hookers into work.
Yes.
You and I haven't met in person, so I don't want to overstep my bounds here, but I feel like this is crazy.
Some people might call it crazy. We like to call it out-of-the-box thinking. And like I said, most of these women work in the city during business hours, so it just makes sense since you live kind of far out.
Well, it doesn't make any sense at all. How does this even happen? How do you even find prostitutes who need rides?
One of the employees in the Human Resources Department is very familiar with the prostitution arena. He has a lot of contacts in the field.
Who's that?
Well, that person is me, but that's beside the point.
What?
If you think about how much time you're going to save driving these prostitutes to and from work, you could get so much more done with your day, probably.
None of this is in my job description. I'm sorry.
You know, there is another positive to this, too. You will actually get cash reimbursement for doing this.
Oh, my God. I don't want to get paid by hookers to drive them places.
I never said that the hookers are going to pay you.
Well, then who's paying me?
Well, the prostitutes are going to be paying you. I hadn't said that yet, but they will be paying you based on what kind of a day they've had out in the field.
What is going on? Like, in the field?
Yeah.
What?
It's not as lucrative as you might think sometimes. I mean, they have off days too, but we will make sure that you are compensated based on an average of the cash that they've brought in that day.
I can't even believe this is happening. Did you forget that prostitution is illegal?
That's a good question as well, and we did some research. It's only illegal if you're also giving their John a ride. So it's a hard no if they ever ask you to give, you know, one of their customers a ride with them.
I'm not giving anyone a ride. You are not forcing me to bring hookers in my car.
Well, again, you were one of the 10 employees chosen to do this, so you've got to give it a shot, at least for just a trial run. See how you like it. You never know. You could develop a bond with some of these girls. I mean, I know a few of them myself, and we have a great time together.
You're HR. I don't even know who to report you to, because I would report you to you.
Yeah, you would. So I guess there's really nothing you can do other than just be happy about the new rideshare program. Call Girl Rideshare is what we're calling it.
I want to talk to your direct supervisor. There's got to be somebody above you.
Yes, you can. She also has a second job as a prostitute, so she's not in the office right now, but I will have her call you back.
Oh, my God. What?
Yeah, you might know her. Her name is actually Anita, and she's a coworker of yours.
What are you talking about, Anita?
Well, Anita's actually the one that set you up for this prank phone call, because this is actually Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the morning doing a phone tap on you.
Oh, my God.
And your coworker Anita set you up.
Oh, my God, Anita!
Yeah, she told me that the company you work for has been putting pressure on everybody to commute together, so she wanted to play a joke on you.
I didn't know what to say.
I was surprised. I would have thought you'd been more excited to give prostitutes a ride on the way to work.
I felt so bad. I mean, I kind of wanted to do it, but I knew it was not a good idea.
Well, you might want to think about it in the future. It's a great way to use the carpool lane.